Welcome to Polycast for Thursday, February 21st. I'm Elizabeth Dunbar with your daily check-in on Minnesota politics from NPR News. We'll start with a recap of last night's Democratic presidential debate, and then we'll cover all the goings-on at the state capitol, from loon protection to paid family leave to fireworks to whiskey plates. Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg took a lot of hits from other Democratic presidential candidates at last night's debate in Las Vegas, Mark Zdechlik reports.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar was among Bloomberg's critics at last night's debate, which was the first to include Bloomberg. Klobuchar pointed to a Bloomberg campaign memo stating that she and other contenders considered to be moderate should step aside rather than siphon votes from him, paving a path to victory for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
I've been told many times to wait my turn and to step aside, and I'm not going to do that now, and I'm not going to do that because a campaign memo from Mayor Bloomberg.
Nevada holds its caucuses Saturday. It's considered to be the first test in the Democratic nomination contest of candidates' strength with non-white voters. I'm Mark Zdechlik in Las Vegas, Nevada.
It wasn't an easy debate for Klobuchar, though. She had to defend herself from criticism over her inability to come up with the name of the president of Mexico. The gaffe came during an interview after a candidate forum in Nevada last week. A moderator at last night's debate asked about it. Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg pressed Klobuchar on her mistake.
You're literally in part of the committee that's overseeing these things, and we're not able to speak to literally the first thing about the politics of the country to ourselves.
Are you trying to say that I'm dumb, or are you mocking me here, Pete?
I'm saying that you shouldn't trivialize
that. I made an error. People sometimes forget names.
Klobuchar wrapped up the debate with this appeal.
We have a president right now that doesn't have a heart. I love the people of this country, and I ask for the vote of the people of Nevada, because this state gets it.
Klobuchar is hoping to build on momentum from her third-place finish in New Hampshire's primary. Minnesota Congressman Jim Hagedorn says he's fighting stage 4 kidney cancer. Matt Sepik reports.
In a statement, Hagedorn says he received the diagnosis a year ago, 6 weeks after he was sworn in. Doctors detected the cancer during a routine physical before the congressman exhibited any symptoms. Hagedorn says he's been responding well to immunotherapy treatments at the Mayo Clinic, has not missed any votes in Washington, and is running for re-election this fall. The Republican from Blue Earth represents the first district, which stretches across southern Minnesota. Hagedorn was elected in 2018 to succeed DFLer Tim Walz, who made a successful run for governor. I'm Matt Sepik.
The state legislature held its first hearing yesterday on Governor Walz's proposed clean car rule. The proposal would require car manufacturers to offer more low and zero emission vehicles in Minnesota, including electric and hybrid vehicles. It's part of the governor's strategy to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the state. Minnesota Pollution Control Agency Commissioner Laura Bishop told two Senate committees there are a lot of misconceptions about the proposal.
You don't have to give up your current vehicle or buy a new car. That's not what this is. You don't have to give up your truck. It's not what this is. It does not require Minnesotans to purchase an electric vehicle.
But Republican state senators criticized the plan. They said it should go through the legislature rather than an agency rulemaking process. And they said it would raise costs on all cars sold in the state. Republican state senator Carrie Rood of Breezy Point.
This is really circumventing the state of Minnesota, its citizens, and the legislature. And so I think this process, you've laid it out, this is what you're going to do, and it's one governor and one commission and not one Minnesota.
The MPCA plans to release a draft rule next month and a final rule in December. Two bills that would guarantee worker time off for illnesses or to care for family members are on tap for votes today in the Minnesota House. Brian Bax reports.
The Democratic-led House approved both measures last year as part of broader budget bills. But the legislation to set up an earned sick time allowance and a paid family leave structure stalled out after that. House Majority Leader Ryan Winkler says the standalone votes are meant to highlight what's at stake.
We believe that families should have economic security and should have time to take care of their sick family members or themselves, or to take time to be at home when they have a new baby. And so we hope the Senate would change its mind. I understand it's unlikely that they will, but we want to be very clear with voters what DFL legislators stand for.
Republicans say both provisions would be too onerous for employers. They've also taken aim at the new payroll tax that would fund the extended paid leave around a birth or a family member's serious illness. I'm Brian Baxt at the Capitol.
People with criminal pasts have renewed their push for Minnesota law changes that would allow them to regain their right to vote sooner. The Felon Voting Rights Initiative is among the criminal justice measures being pursued by the Second Chance Coalition. The organization also hopes lawmakers will make driver's license reinstatement easier, consider alternatives to traffic fines, and make pardons easier to attain. Marlon Mezereau served prison time for drug offenses but remains on probation for 6 more years. So he can't vote. He spoke at a Capitol rally yesterday.
Not having the right to vote and living in society, the two things just don't add up. If I'm deemed safe enough to live out here, I should be trusted to step into a voting booth and have a say-so in who represents me. Just as simple as that.
The Voting Rights Restoration Bill has significant support in the DFL-controlled House, but more resistance in the Republican-controlled Senate. First Lady Gwen Walls also joined the calls for a rework of Minnesota's pardon laws. Walls told the rally that Minnesota grants too few pardons. A 3-member board that includes the governor meets twice a year to consider pardons, which require a unanimous vote.
If you need a pardon, apply. Those numbers have been going down. I want them up. Flood the zone. Flood the zone. Because what that does is it fully restores people to our community. And we need each and every person in this state in our community. Rights restored. Active, engaged.
Governor Tim Walz says Minnesota's system is dated and needs to be revised. In Minnesota, a pardon comes after somebody has completed a sentence and effectively wipes a conviction off a record. A Senate committee has cleared the way for Minnesota to receive federal funding to help the state's loons. Kirsty Marone reports.
The federal government awarded Minnesota more than $6 million from its settlement with BP over the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. That's where many of Minnesota's loons spend their winters. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency received about $1.2 million to encourage anglers to use lead-free fishing tackle. Kevin McDonald is an MPCA supervisor.
So many Minnesotans care very deeply about the environment, about water quality, about our loons, that we already know that they're strongly in support of this effort. They just need a little bit of help to make that transition away from lead fishing tackle.
One state senator delayed the funding by requesting more information on the lead-free program. A Senate committee held a hearing earlier this week and allowed the funding to proceed. I'm Kirsty Marone, Collegeville.
DFL Governor Tim Walz says he would probably sign a bill to expand legalized fireworks in the state if it reaches his desk this year. That's a change from the previous governor, Mark Dayton, who firmly opposed the proposal year after year. Currently, only novelty fireworks such as sparklers are legal. Lawmakers are considering legislation to allow audible and aerial fireworks such as bottle rockets. Walz says he wants the input from experts, but he said people should have the right to buy fireworks here.
My arguments have been made on certain things that prohibition doesn't necessarily always work. We all know that our neighbors who are going to Wisconsin, maybe a legalization and a the ability to be able to regulate here in Minnesota.
The Senate Judiciary and Public Safety Committee narrowly advanced the fireworks bill yesterday. Republican Senator Jason Rarick of Pine City is the bill's sponsor. He says he believes bottle rockets and other aerial fireworks can be used safely.
If you follow instructions, that minimizes the risk. And I believe many of these retailers have safety videos available for people to follow, so they can learn how to use them correctly.
The panel made a change to limit the expansion to outside the 7-county metro area. Firefighters remain strongly opposed to the proposed expansion. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison released a report yesterday on ways to lower prescription drug prices. Tim Pugmire reports.
The report makes 14 recommendations for lowering prices through greater transparency in the prescription drug market and using public pressure to make drugs more affordable and accessible. Some life-saving drugs, including insulin, would be imported on a trial basis. There would also be a crackdown on price gouging. Ellison said that the problem affects all Minnesotans.
When it comes to the high cost of prescription drugs, too many Minnesotans have told me that they're having to choose between affording their lives and affording to live.
Some of the recommendations need legislative action. Others can be done administratively. Ellison said his office will also continue several legal fights aimed at bringing down drug prices. I'm Tim Pugmire at the Capitol.
A bipartisan group of legislators is attempting to curb those black and white license plates that some drunken driving offenders must put on their cars. A newly introduced House bill would allow offenders to avoid the specialized plates that start with a W, sometimes called whiskey plates, if they use an ignition lock device instead. Republican Representative Dave Baker of Willmar says the plates stigmatize people with addiction problems.
We need to do a better job of getting rid of the whiskey plates in Minnesota. There's no reason that we have to public shame anybody anymore with the invention of the interlock system.
The plates alert law enforcement and other drivers to someone who has been convicted of certain DWI offenses, but courts have ruled that officers need to spot a traffic violation to stop a car and can't do so solely on the basis of the plates. And in other driving news, Minnesota lawmakers are considering a change in state law to help speed up the wait for driving tests. The Senate Transportation Committee held a hearing yesterday on a bill that would allow people other than state employees to conduct behind-the-wheel exams. People applying for driver's licenses in the metro area have faced long waits to take road tests. Some travel hundreds of miles for exam openings. Republican Senator Karen Housley of St. Mary's Point says her bill would address those problems by getting more people conducting tests.
It's important to all of us working adults and all the young drivers of Minnesota that we do have this process streamlined and they don't have to wait longer than 2 weeks to get their driver's license test taken and perhaps taken again and again. Nobody wants to drive more than 30 miles to take their driver's test.
Under the bill, the third-party testers would be subject to the same rules and training requirements as state examiners. The committee did not vote on the bill. And that's Polycast, your daily update on Minnesota politics from NPR News. Be sure to tune in to the radio tomorrow at 11 for Politics Friday with Mike Mulcahy. We'll post the recording of that show here on Polycast if you miss it. Have a great day.